The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. I would invite the children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. Come on up. It's cold out. It takes a longer time to get everything going in the cold. Good morning. Come on up. Come have a seat. Come on up. Did you guys hear the first reading this morning? Do you know who they were talking about? Oh, come on up. Do you guys know who the first reading was talking about? Do you guys hear it? Hi. It was talking about someone named Samuel. Did you guys hear that this morning? Okay. So what happened? What happened to Samuel? You guys know what happened to Samuel? Samuel was called to be a prophet. You guys know what a prophet does? A prophet is someone that God has called to tell everybody else what God wants them to hear. Someone who speaks the word of God. So, but here's the thing. Do you guys know? You guys, who here is two? Is anyone here two? You're two? Okay, is anyone here three? Anyone here three? Anyone here four?
No, three.
Three? Who, anyone here four? Or five? Or six? Or seven?
Five.
You're five? Do you know how old Samuel was? And you're three? Do you know how old Samuel was when God called him to be a prophet? He was like maybe 3, 4, 5 years old. He was the same age as you guys when God called Samuel and said, "I want you to speak the word, to tell people about me." So I wanted to tell you that this morning because sometimes when you come to church, you're going to see everyone who's as big as I am, and then you're going to wait until you get older to think that you can do things in church or that God might be calling you later on. But God starts calling people to serve him when they're 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. Or later on, he might call you at 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 to specific ministries in his church. Or 100. He's not going to stop calling you. But I wanted to tell you guys this morning because we're hearing about Samuel. And he started so young. And he spent his whole life serving God. And so I wanted to share that with you guys this morning so that maybe you'll have a chance, so you can listen now, and not later, but you can listen now to what God might be calling you to do in the church. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys this morning. You guys can head back and have a seat, okay? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. He peers into the body with razor-like focus. He does not waver or falter. He does not want to blink or avert his gaze. It is a marvel. But today, it is broken. So he begins to work, to find his way to the pieces that are no longer where they are supposed to be. And with expert precision, he begins to move them back to the place that they were meant to be. He can see, both in the flesh and in the screens around him, the smallest details, so that he can take a broken bone and with a very particular grace and skill, graft it back onto the place it had come from. Another family whose bad day has now turned to hope. Recently, I have had occasion to talk to several surgeons in the course of their daily work. And to hear from the psalmist how it is that God has knit us together, it might make one think over the course of a conversation that these doctors were skilled seamstresses or tailors, charged with once again sewing up that which had originally been woven together with such care. The truth, though, is that even the most skilled surgeon's reconstructive work to sew up and knit together one of God's creatures pales in comparison to the work that the Creator has done in each one of you. She has worked for many long hours, bent over, working her way around a large wooden frame hanging from the ceiling. This is more than a matter of choosing a pattern or a color. This is how a story is built. Piece by piece and panel by panel, the story of a birth, of a move to a new place, of friends and jobs, and pictures of love and family. The quilter works so skillfully to tell a larger story. And if each panel were to come alive, not a one of them would know the whole story that they have been placed into. But there is one who does, one who has hemmed them in behind and before, who has pressed them into place. How great is the sum of all the panels that he has woven together to create each one of us, a vision of beauty of which we can barely conceive and could never recreate. Our God is a God of promise. But for us, living out our days in His creation, walking, though we do not always know it, from one panel of the life that He has constructed for us on to the next, we can experience things that may cause us to doubt or lose hope. Illness or injury can arrive, and the ones we love may be lost, and our hearts broken. We may wonder how it is that the one who has known us since we were in our mother's womb could let these things happen. Or perhaps we may think that all these hurts come from the one who knows our sitting down and our rising up, who knows our journeys and our resting places. And we forget the promise. We forget that His knowledge of us, the depth to which He knows us, is a gift. And it is part of His promise to us. He has known us since we were being knit together in our mother's womb. And He is walking with us and holding us up along each and every step of our journey. We are meant to hear that when we were baptized, a promise was made to us. A promise that we would not be left alone, that we would be bound to the one who hears our every word before we can even speak them from that moment on through all eternity. When we give voice to the psalmist's words, proclaiming that we are God's wonderful works which have been marvelously made, this is a moment for rejoicing, because it speaks the truth about the Creator and His creation. As baptized children of God, we are meant to know His love and care, not only in our creation and formation, but in our living and moving, and in our breathing and speaking. And our eyes are meant to be opened, because these ancient words are true for all of God's creation, true for each of His beloved children. There are so many different panels which can make up a quilt. And as our Creator is the one who has knit each of us into being, we can understand that we really are journeying, in a way, from panel to panel on a tapestry of His creation. But we need to understand one more thing. Even as the depth of love that it takes for Him to create the living tapestry that is our lives is immeasurable and unknowable for us, every other person we see, if we bump into them in the gas station or the grocery store, every person we pass driving down the road, every face we see when the news comes on to tell us about people living in countries we may never have a chance to visit. The same depth of God's uncontainable love has been poured out to create each of those lives, each one as precious to Him as the next. Because for us to understand the depths of God's thoughts, as the psalmist says, our lives would need to be as long as His, something which is far beyond our capacity. In the depths of that infinitely capable godly love, the care that is taken to put each life together is poured out again and again to make every living, breathing soul who has ever been born into this world. And He is the one who desires, even when we cannot, to take each one of those stories, lives woven together with such care, and to bind them and knit them not only to one another, but to join all of them to Him, creating a canvas of infinite and eternal beauty that only the God who created the cosmos could put together. This is the God who is weaving each of our stories into His, the God whose vision is greater than the universe. This is the God who looks after each one of us, who searches us out and knows each one of us, so that our lives can become pictures of love in Him. Amen.